Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about uterine rupture. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/uterine rupture or in the labor and delivery section of the Zero to Finals Obstetrics and Gynecology book. So let's get straight into it. Uterine rupture is a complication of labor where the muscle layer of the uterus, the myometrium, ruptures. With an incomplete rupture, which is called uterine dehiscence, the uterine serosa, which is the perimetrium that surrounds the uterus, remains intact. With a complete rupture, the serosa ruptures along with the myometrium and the contents of the uterus are released into the peritoneal cavity. Uterine rupture leads to significant bleeding. The baby may be released from the uterus into the peritoneal cavity. A uterine rupture has a high morbidity and mortality for both the baby and the mother. Let's go through the risk factors. The main risk factor for uterine rupture is a previous cesarean section. The scar on the uterus becomes a point of weakness and may rupture with excessive pressure, for example, with excessive stimulation by oxytocin. It's extremely rare for a uterine rupture to occur in a patient that's giving birth for the first time. The risk factors to consider are a vaginal birth after cesarean or VBAC, previous uterine surgery, increased BMI, meaning obesity, high parity, meaning many previous deliveries, increased age, induction of labor, and the use of oxytocin to stimulate contractions. Let's go through the presentation. Uterine rupture presents with an acutely unwell mother and an abnormal CTG. It may occur with induction or augmentation of labor, with stimulation of uterine contractions using oxytocin, with signs and symptoms of abdominal pain, vaginal bleeding, the ceasing of uterine contractions, meaning that the uterine contractions that were previously there have stopped, hypotension or a low blood pressure, tachycardia or a fast heart rate, and maternal collapse. Finally, let's go through management. Uterine rupture is an obstetric emergency. Resuscitation and transfusion may be required. Emergency cesarean section is necessary to remove the baby, stop any bleeding, and repair or remove the uterus. Removing the uterus is called a hysterectomy. So thanks for listening to this episode on uterine rupture. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. And I hope you join us for the next episode where we'll talk about uterine inversion.